These two little words gave him a fresh impulse, and he bent his mind again to his task. Gradually, he began to find the sentences lingering in his memory, and soon, to his surprise and pleasure, the whole lesson was mastered. He then rose from his seat and proceeded to the teacher's desk. "What do you want now?" asked the teacher. "To say my lesson, sir." "Did you not try that half an hour ago?" "Yes, but I can say it now, sir," said the boy. "Go on, then." Henry commenced and repeated the whole lesson without missing a word. The master gave him a look of pleasure as he handed back his book. "From that day," continued Mr. Prentice, "there was no boy in the school who learnt more rapidly than Henry. From that day till the present hour, he has been a student, and he now urges his son George to try again as he tried." "And was it indeed you, father?" asked his son, eagerly looking up into the face of his kind parent. "Yes, my child. That dull boy was your own father in his early years." "Then I will try again," said George, in a decided tone, and, flinging aside his half-made kite, he turned and re-entered the house, and was soon bending in earnest attention over his lesson. "Well, what success, George?" asked Mr. Prentice, as the family gathered around the tea-table. "I learned the lesson, father," replied the boy. "I can say every word of it." "Did you find it hard work?" "Not so very hard, after I had made up my mind that I would learn it. Indeed, I never stopped to think, as I usually do, but went right on until I had mastered every sentence." "May you never forget this lesson, my son," said Mr. Prentice. "You now possess the secret of success. It lies in never stopping to think about a task being difficult or tiresome, but in going steadily on, with a fixed determination to succeed."